Okay, ito ang pinakamalapit na balita. Kasi medyo matagal ko nang inaantay. Actually, lahat naman iniintay na to eh. Everybody has predicted that Davao City Mayor Sara Duterte will not pursue yung re-election niya para mayor ng Davao, but instead she'd be running for the national elections. Ang tanong, kung ano ngayon ang kanyang tatakbuhan? Kung president or vice president? Which is, kumbaga, ano na sa akin to eh. Ako kasi, I'm not really that political at all. It may seem like it, but not really. Ako kasi, inilalagay ko yung destiny ko sa sarili kong kamay. I rarely depend on the government. Well, probably the government helps me in many ways that I seldom notice. Of course, the infrastructures are there, yung mga electricity and the things that run the economy. Syempre nakakatulong sa akin yun as a person living in modern times. But in terms of determining my future, the things that I want to do in life, yung success na ma-achieve ko sa buhay ko, I put that on my own shoulders. I don't really depend on the government para ayusin yun para sa akin, di ba? If I do well, then good for me. That is the goal. But if I don't do as well as I want to, ako yun. That's on me, di ba? Unless blatantly merong ibang factors, pero it's not like me to blame other people, much less the government, for the things that happen to me personally, especially the things that I can control in my life. Well, that's just my personal philosophy. Okay, of course, so my point is nawala ako eh. So my point is, kumbaga, yung mananalo sa election na to, although I care about it, I'm not gonna cry over it kung hindi manalo yung gusto kong, yung binoto kong kandidato. Kung ano mang mangyari after the election, it is what it is. When Duterte, President Duterte, the current president, Rodrigo Duterte, won in 2016, I kinda parang, what? Fuck, parang ganun yung ano ko eh. Kasi hindi ko naman siya binoto. Although hindi ko rin binoto si Mar Rojas. Kasi wala talaga ako may iboto noon. I left the president ballot blank. Wala akong nilagay na presidente. That's as much as I can say about the last time I voted. So, kasi wala talaga akong ano eh. I couldn't make myself to vote for any of the candidates back then. When Duterte parang won, parang bakit naman ito, 'di ba? Pero then again, later on parang what am I gonna do? Yan ang nanalo eh, 'di ba? Yan ang nanalo. Parang ang lagi ko sinasabi, ano eh, yan yung nakayanan ng Pilipino. Yan yung estado ng society natin right now. Whether we like it or not, this is the nation who spoke. So I didn't like it at all. Kumbaga, ang daming matatalinong Pilipino, ang daming mga Pilipino na world class na pwedeng makapagsabayan sa world stage, probably more knowledgeable. But yun eh. Yun yung pinakinggan ng masa eh. So who am I to question the wisdom of the Philippine electorate? But then again, that doesn't mean that we cannot criticize whichever administration comes in and wins. Okay, so that's what I can say about that. Teka, pero ngayon, eto, Sara Duterte Carpio withdrew her bid for election as mayor in Davao. And ito ang pinakamatindi. Since wala na talaga akong masyadong pakialam kung sinong manalo, very little. Kumbaga, I have my own bets, pero kung ano yung manalo, hindi na ako aangal, di ba? Unlike before. Parang siguro it took me 2 months before, parang yan talaga eh, di ba? Pero ngayon, whoever wins, that's it. Kasi pointless na kumbaga, I made an assessment about myself na parang mababad trip lang ako araw-araw nito. Parang I may not like the president, but alam mo yun, hindi ko, kumbaga, my own principle still tells me that I control my own life. So what does that have to do with me? Of course, not everyone. I would recognize that there are people who really depend on the government for their, hindi ko alam kung paano, kasi hindi ko yun experience, but if there are people, it's not a knock on them. Okay, so since si Duterte, ito ang matindi nito, si Duterte, Sara, and Bongbong Marcos, the leading candidate. Well, actually, biglang hindi siya leading candidate nung huling polls. Pero I still believe that Bongbong and Sara are the strongest candidates in the election. Ang determining factor lang nito, ang clincher niyan, is whether Sara will run as president or vice president. And as, kumbaga, ako mangmimiro na lang ako eh. Mangmimiro na lang ako sa election. Hindi ko alam kung paano, how their fan bases naging dalawa na eh. Dati kasi isa lang yan eh. How it will split into two. Kasi kanina, in this account, I'm following Thinking Pinoy. And nagla-live stream siya kanina. And alam mo yun, parang hirap siya na naisipin kung anong gagawin, kung si Sara ba ay kakandidato as president or vice president. Kasi we know how politics goes in the Philippines. Of course, may mga dirty side dyan. Either sa Dilawan ka or sa DDS ka or kay Isko ka, merong mga dirty tactics na inahanda yan. And the alleged troll farms from any side, parang how are they attack each other? Especially the DDS who are supportive of BBM as well. Kumbaga, hindi ko alam. Will Thinking Pinoy attack Sara Duterte? Kasi Thinking Pinoy had been, ano siya, parang pro-Marcos talaga siya. He had been meeting with the Marcos family. But at the same time, isa siya sa mga vocal DDS vloggers, quote-unquote, or influencers. Diba? So, ano mangyayari kung ano, mag-short circuit ba ang utak ni Thinking Pinoy? Hindi ko alam. So that's a very interesting thing to think about. Which is, ngayon, hindi ko alam. Kasi malay mo, nag-announce na pala si Sara. Natatakbo pala siya, di ba? As president or vice president. Mag-refresh tayo. Baka may breaking news. Let's see. Pero I think within this week, anong date na ba ngayon? 10? Wednesday? I think by Friday, we're gonna find out the answer kung president or vice president ang tatakbuhan ni Sara. Hindi ko, parang ang baduy naman kung isasagad nila sa November 15. Kasi there's also a news, eto, just in, ay hindi yan. Meron ding news na si Bongo is, eto. Aspiring VP and Senator Bongo says his plans for 2022 may change as the deadline for substitution of candidates near. Okay? So, inihahanda na nila kung ano, kung alin yung, kung baga pwedeng kang, na, okay, parang pwede ako mag umatras sa candidacy ko. Si Bato, sinabi na rin yun last time, na parang pinipilit niya pa rin si Sarang kumandidato as president. And pag ginawa niya yun, Bato will happily give up his seat, his slot para sa election for Sara. And I don't know. Hindi ko alam. Kanina nakinig ako ng konti dun sa live stream ni Thinking Pinoy eh. Kasi I'm really curious kung paano nila i-handle 'yon. Yung idea na maglalaban si Sara at si Bongbong. Kasi a lot of the BBM fan base, hindi ko alam, supporters na lang, di fan base. A lot of the BBM supporters, I think, parang thinks of this idea that they will be allies, magkakampi sila, that Duterte and Sara and BBM will be president and vice president with BBM as president. But then again, if you go back to the polls before, Sara Duterte was leading si Sara Duterte at one point, and nung hindi pa nag-a-announce ng candidacy yung mga candidates, ha, yung mga COCs hindi pa na-file, the Sara Duterte is leading. So ngayon, that means na pwede siyang manalo as president. So why would you give up your slot as president kung pwede ka namang manalo noon? Diba? This is Game of Thrones shit. Diba? Ikaw ba kung alam mo na ano ka, pwede kang maging presidente? Alam mo 'yun ba dahil mabait ka lang, parang ganoon? Pwede. Pwedeng maybe Sara would think that she is not yet ready for to become president. She would like to try her hand as vice president muna. Pwede naman yun. So that's why she will kumbaga let BBM take the presidential kumbaga slot dun sa magiging vice president na lang siya. And that's if they team up at all. Kasi pwedeng hindi eh. Diba? Pwedeng hindi sila mag-team up. That could be in the playbook as well. Parang si Sara could just run as a vice president na walang president. Parang may, 'di ba? Kasi si Bongo parang hindi naman siya vice president ni Bato eh. Magkasama ba sila? I think they are pala. Pero dun pa lang kay Bato tsaka kay Bongo, parang duda na ako eh. Kasi kung silang dalawa yung magti-team up, eh di dapat si president si Bongo kaya house vice president si Bato, 'di ba? Kaya alam mong phoning yung ano eh, yung diskarte ng dalawa. Which is alam naman nating lahat, and it's within the law. Kung nandun may provision about substitution, okay, then so be it. They're not fooling anyone already, although what these moves do is create news cycles, 'di ba? So pag-uusapan 'yan. Biglang when Duterte finally kumbaga tinigil niya yung pag finally announced before President Duterte ha, in 2016 na okay, hindi ako tatakbo talaga ako, 'di ba? Eh di malaking balita 'yun, 'di ba? These moves are designed to create big news cycles that would go around make people talk about them all the time, which is brilliant if political strategy ang gagawin mo, especially in a country like the Philippines. It worked. Diba? It works. Meron akong nakausap dati na taga Davao. Parang ano na raw dati pa ni Duterte yan. Parang diskarte niya. So, I don't know kung yun lang gusto malaman. Gusto kong makita how will the DDS how will the DDS tawag dito react against BBM? Will they play dirty against each other and the vice versa, 'di ba? Yung mga BBM kasi dati ally sila eh. If Sara Duterte runs as VP ni BBM or not, just as VP as a solo candidate, di ko alam kung may ganun nang nangyari before. Basta, then wala. Olats na si Lenny. It's just numbers lang tayo, ha? Kumbaga, yun yung ano natin. I'm just talking about the numbers. Oh, tumaas na naman si Marcos. Anong nangyari dito? May bago bang survey? What the hell? May bago bang survey? Teka, tingnan natin. November 2, may bagong labas. Manila Times. Woo, meron pala. Damn. 68%. 68% na si BBM. Diba? Paano pa mahabol yan? Sino yung second? Let's see. BBM, nasan yun? 68% Moreno at number 2 is at 7. And di pala number 2, di pala ano to. Sino tong 7.9? Si Isko Pacquiao, 7.2. Robredo, probably second at 10.7%. Wala na to. Sorry. To the supporters of the other candidates. This is, I don't know, if the election will happen today, then, yan, 68%, almost 70% are voting for Marcos. But then again, like I was saying, if the Lenny people and the Isko people have a chance into at least making this a close fight or at least get back into the fight. Sara Duterte needs to run as president. Diba? Yun ang ipagdasal nila na tumakbo as president si Sara. Kasi yun lang, dun lang sila makakahabol kasi that's the only way that this 68% will be split. How much is the question? Kasi dito sa huling dito, ba't nawala yung ano, nag number one si Isko? Nag number one si Isko. Ito, di ba? Noong October 17 to 26. Wow, what happened within October 26 to November 2? Wow, ang weird ng polling. To those who do not believe the polls, wala akong magagawa sa inyo. Pero this is the only figures we have. Okay? So kung naniniwala man kayo dito o hindi, ako, I do not have 100% trust in the polls. Pero amongst every other metric available, ito yung pinaka-qualified na pwede mong paniwalaan. Ito yung pinakapapaniwalaan ko. Not 100% but at least these are scientifically done, 'di ba? Kung may corruption sa paggawa nito, hindi ko na alam. It's not on me anymore. But 68%, man. 68%. Hindi natin alam kung ano mangyayari. Then again, Sara Duterte, ilang porsyento ang makukuha niya from that 68%. And also, she could also play safe, di ba? Parang sure win na rin siya as VP, malamang. And then, kalaban niya pala si Tito Soto eh. I don't know, malamang, di naman siguro mananalo si Tito Soto. Hindi natin alam. But things are looking dire on the Lenny campaign. And again, it doesn't help dun sa mga pinag-focus ng mga supporters niya. Is until now, they just keep on ragging on BBM. BBM's kaso ngayon, yung kaso naman ni BBM before, yung tax evasion case niya, yung conviction niya before. Dati, last week, it was the diploma. Diba? Yun yung mga issues. To me kasi, okay, those are no-nonsense things, but it doesn't, hindi talaga yun makakatulong eh. Diba? Hindi siya, it doesn't scratch BBM's chances. The only thing that that it does is people keep talking about BBM. Even his detractors, yung mga hindi mga anti-Marcos, parang in effect they are campaigning for him. Kasi yun din ang sinasabi mo eh. Kumbaga, again, I would compare it to Trump and Hillary Clinton back in the sa US in 2016 din ata, 2015. Yung campaign ni Hillary, parang wala rin silang masabi kundi Trump, orange man bad, 'di ba? So you're supposed to be campaigning for your candidate and ang nangyayari, mas madalas mo pang banggitin yung pangalan ng kalaban. So ganun din ang nangyayari with BBM and the Lenny team. But nagulat ako dito, kakalabas lang pala. Kailan ba lumabas tong poll na to? 68%. I don't know. I think mathematically speaking, obliterated na yung iba. Others na nga lang iba, 2.0%. But then again, ang mangyayari, kung balik tayo doon kay Sarah running, how will the DDS supporters split? DDS versus BBM ang mangyayari. Hindi ko pa alam, babantayan natin yan. Okay? Yun lang masasabi ko. I suppose wala na akong madadagdag doon. Let's move on to other news sa stream. Isa pa dun sa... Wag na nga. Iba naman. Tignan natin to, COVID. This brings the country's total. Ayokong buksan. Tignan natin. Ito dapat. Ganito dapat ang mga ginagawa ni Lenny. Diba? Ito dapat yung sineshare ng mga followers niya. Hindi yung diploma ni BBM, 'di ba? Pakita nila na may ginagawa si Vice President. Yun dapat ang gawin, 'di ba? Kasi yun ngang alleged yung sinasabing bilyones na ninakaw ni Bongbong Marcos ng pamilya Marcos, wala silang pakialam doon eh, 'di ba? Yung diploma pa ba? Yun pa bang magpapalit ng utak nila? Hindi na, 'di ba? Wala nga silang pakialam doon sa mga ano eh, sa mga human rights violation and doon sa mga sa Guinness Book World Records na corruption. Yung pa bang diploma ang poproblemahin? Kumbaga, it's just common sense, man.